This is Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today. Our guest is the executive director of the Calumet Theater. His name is Marlon Lee, and they've got a special anniversary coming up in March. So first of all, welcome to the phone lines, Marlon.
Well, thanks, Kurt. I appreciate you inviting me to join you today.
Absolutely. So now there's a lot of history that we're going to cover here, not necessarily talking all the details, but the Calumet Theater, I understand, opened March 20th in 1900 with a production of The Highwayman. Why is it important that the Calumet Theater is celebrating 120 years?
Well, I mean, you look at the fact that this building is still operating in much the same way that it was intended when it opened 120 years ago on March 20th, 1900. We're in kind of rarefied air here, which one of the things I found out recently, you know, the theater is associated with the National Park Service. There are only two other theaters that are associated with the National Park Service that are still continuing to operate is working theaters. And the other two are Wolf Trap and Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And yeah, I know. We're you know, in pretty high company here. And when you consider the fact that when this theater was built in 1900, it was in the midst of a copper boom, and there were as many as 30,000 people residing in the close proximity of where the theater is located. And there was a lot of money here and a lot of optimism. Some folks thought this would be the next Chicago. Well, unfortunately, obviously, the copper boom went bust, and we've had, you know, declining population around here. And in fact, Calumet currently has a population in the village of about 700 people. And for this theater, through all the harsh winters and all the ups and downs economically, to still be operating in this beautiful architectural jewel is still up and operating, and we're still producing great shows is worthy of a celebration.
Absolutely, and it sounds like there's a lot of optimism there and a lot of willingness to continue moving forward with that. Now, that being said, 120 years is a lot of time and history to account for, as you said, all throughout the copper boom and bust and the different population throughout the area. With such a momentous anniversary, how is the theater going to celebrate?
Well, I took over as executive director a year and a half ago, or about that. And, you know, I come from a media marketing background. I'm a Texan. Grew up in Houston, the Austin area. And my background is broadcasting, media marketing, and independent concert promoting. And my wife and I discovered this area in 1996 on vacation, fell in love with the area, kept coming back, and finally made the move. And we're trying to take the theater. We think the theater deserves to be on a bigger stage, and for not only the theater, but for this area, for the Keweenaw, for the Copper Country, for Calumet in particular, to continue to you know, progress. We need to bring in more folks to the area, folks like my wife and I, who came here as tourists. We need those tourist dollars here. So that was part of our kind of master plan when I took over, is we've really amped up as far as the promotion and marketing and the social media, also trying to concentrate within our limited means, because we are a nonprofit theater, don't have the biggest budget, to bring in more A-list artists, which this theater has done in the past. When it opened in 1900, I mean, we had people like Douglas Fairbanks Sr., Sarah Bernhardt, Frank Morgan, the wizard from The Wizard of Oz, Lon Chaney Sr. played here. And even more recently, in the last couple of decades, some real A-list artists have been here. And then that sort of dwindled, and we're trying to resurrect that to some degree. And so on March 20th, we're going to reveal our season schedule. That's another promotion thing that we did last year, which was the first time in quite some time that the theater had released its entire season schedule at one time. Mm-hmm. There's a promotion angle to that. It builds some excitement. After doing it last year, I have people saying, trying to get a hint, who you got coming in? And I'm pretty tight-lipped about that. You got to come to the show if you want to know first, you know, first you got to come to the show. And then we're very fortunate to have Eric Koskinen and his band here to perform that night. So it's going to be a fun night celebrating 120 years of great entertainment, this theater serving the community, and 120 years of history.
Right, and it does speak a lot about you and your wife moving from the South all the way up to basically almost as north as you can get in Michigan to try to revitalize things and really dig in deep and promote the area. So that's wonderful to hear. Now, Eric Koskinen, he's a musician that blends folk, country, rock, and blues, and I understand he also grew up in the Copper Country. How did you, with the theater, approach Eric and his band about coming on board to perform, and was he excited to come back to the Copper Country?
He is thrilled to come back, and it's interesting because I was not familiar with Eric when I arrived here, but I was wanting to, and we've got a number of Michigan artists who will be playing at the theater this year again. I wanted to tap into the local and regional and statewide music scene, and while we're bringing in more national artists, also include those folks here at the theater. Eric actually sent an email. It's been almost a year ago, and I already have the season schedule booked out. And he sent me a link to his music, and you know, I always check those things out. And I was very impressed, and did a little research on him. And I told him at that time, "Hey, man, I'm very interested, but we're booked." Well, we reconnected in the fall, and he hasn't played here in quite some time. He does have a following. I believe he grew up in an Atlantic Mine. And he was anxious to come back, and he was anxious to play the theater, which I don't think he's played here in a long time. So it seemed kind of like a natural fit for us to have him here for our 120th anniversary, and we're excited to have him here.
Yeah, that sounds like a great combination of things, keeping that excitement moving forward. Now, with this 2020 theater season reveal, we already know you're pretty tight-lipped about that, but is there anything you can give us now that won't give away too many big surprises?
Well, you know, we strive to have diversity here and as far as entertainment, and I will tell you a few things that are kind of tried and true here and also are part of our serving the community is that we host multiple theatrical productions throughout the year from Calumet High School. They'll be doing a production in April, also do a play in December. Also, the Calumet Players, longstanding theatrical group here, they'll be having a production here in May and then once again in September. So that's probably about as good as I'm going to tell you at this point. But, you know, there's a lot of effort that goes into booking out a season schedule, and it creates, here at the theater, we're not on anybody's touring route. I mean, it's not like you can connect the dots. When you talk to booking agents, it's funny because I've talked to plenty of them who have said, "Oh, hey, we're going to be in Detroit." I'm going, "Dude, that's like 10 hours away," you know?
Right.
So, with our limited budget, you got to be creative. We're so thankful for our theater patrons, theater members, sponsors. We created a new sponsorship program last year. And as a nonprofit, we have to shake the trees for financial support in a variety of areas. And I would highly encourage folks to become a theater member. You can become a theater member for as little as $35. There's some perks involved. And I'll give you one. We will release all of our schedule to the ticket-buying public in April. We'll make the announcement on March 20th. Theater members will get the first crack at tickets on April 1st, and then we open it up to the general public on April 15th. So all of our shows, from that point all the way to the end of the year, the tickets will go on sale. So that's just one perk of being a theater member, is you get first crack at tickets.
There you go. Well, the Calumet Theater is holding their 120th anniversary celebration with a performance by Eric Koskinen and his Top Shelf Band, and will also be revealing their 2020 theater season, all on Friday, March 20th, starting at 7:30 p.m.?
Yep, that's it.
All right. And more information can be found at calumettheater.com. We've been speaking with the executive director of the Calumet Theater, Marlon Lee. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
The one other thing I would mention is, you can purchase tickets online and find out information on upcoming shows. And, of course, all that information for the new season will be on there after the 20th. I also highly encourage folks, we're very active now on social media, to like the Calumet Theater page on Facebook. We update that at least once a day, sometimes a couple of times a day, with videos of the artists that are coming in. And that's kind of a really good moment-to-moment, day-by-day spot to check for updates here at the theater. So like us on Facebook. And the box office hours right now during the winter are Wednesday through Friday, noon to 5. And you can call the box office at 906-337-2610.
Well, it's wonderful to hear all of the great things that are happening in Calumet and happening for the Calumet Theater coming up in March of this year. And again, Marlon Lee, the executive director of the Calumet Theater, thank you so much for taking some time today.
Hey, my pleasure, and thank you for inviting us.